your presence, that the source is here and one with us. So we ask you, we are open. We know we don't know. And we ask you to be the knower through us and reframe so that we may be like you, the true. In Jesus' name.
And I would add, as you were sharing, Joy, that God, you would help us to provide application to everything we learn here, that it would not remain as head knowledge. I think that's the hardest leap for...
Yeah.
I mean, look at the time of Jesus. They were like, oh yeah, let's talk, and he was out doing, and they were offended by the doing, you know?
Welcome, once again. We are convening, well, for module number 5 in our Freedom Flow 101 course, Freedom Flow Your Finances. Module 5 this evening is practicing loved-based economics. And this was kind of the subtitle of the Freedom Flow Your Finances course. I called it in parentheses, love-based economics versus fear-based economics. And so tonight we're going to talk about how we do our practice, our living, from a quote love-based perspective. And we're going to talk about it in terms of covenantal. We've been talking about covenant and contract, and tonight we're got a little bit of quote catch up to do from last module, but we cannot begin without our customary really bad jokes. So you have no choice; you do have to sit through it. There's a hint in the title of these. This is jokes to drive you buggy. Okay, that should give you a hint. Okay,
we're ready.
Which mosquito attacked Dorothy and Toto? The wicked itch of the West. Where do spiders go to learn new words? Webster's Dictionary.
Yes, yes.
What do you get when you cross a praying mantis with a termite? A bug that says grace before eating your house. How do you start a lightning bug race?
We've seen bug life, right? A lightning bug race.
How do you start a lightning bug race? On your mark, get set, glow. There you go. Very good. Why was the inchworm angry? He had to convert to the metric system. You'll get this one. You will get this one. I have confidence. What did the male bee call his darling queen?
Beloved.
No. Try again. What did the male bee call his darling queen? Bee. Honey.
Oh. Gosh.
What do you get when you cross two insects with a rabbit? Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
What melody do bees like in stormy weather? I'm stinging in the rain. Oh. What insect crows at sunrise?
He's trying too hard. What insect crows at sunrise?
A cockroach.
Oh, sure.
What's the best year for grasshoppers?
A leap year.
There you go. Very good. Waiter. What customer? Waiter. What is this bug doing in my alphabet soup? Waiter. Learning to read. And finally, how do you know that spiders are computer literate?
Something about the web.
They have websites, yes. Yeah. All right. I'll try to come up with worse ones next time. We always
didn't get any deep groans out of
this. Okay, yeah, no, yeah, you gotta go downhill from there. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So anyway, we are talking about love-based economics, but we need to finish our five basic states of flow. Last time we touched on, first of all, last time we made some assumptions, which I'm going to continue with. You have a desire to live abundantly. You have knowledge of some basic knowledge of money management. It doesn't mean that it was good knowledge. It doesn't mean you were happy about it. Just that you've had some experience with money management and that you're not totally satisfied or completely happy with your relationship with your finances. Maybe one of those statements might be, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be more than this. You pick the statement that you've said. We've all probably said something, maybe in frustration, in the past. So we've got some room to grow, essentially. And so we talked about revisioning our budget. We're not going to use the word budget because they're just simply because for a lot of people there's a lot of strings. There's a lot of stuff attached to the word budget. So we're gonna kind of come at it from a little bit of a different direction, and we're gonna use different vernacular. We're gonna use different language. And we're going to call, instead of a budget, we're gonna talk about a state of flow. And we were looking at practicing the five basic states of flow. And number one that we did last time, just as a quick review, five basic states of flow, first one we got is give. And we held up our left hand. You do have your hands with you? Good, good. You didn't forget those. Might have forgotten your pens, might have forgotten your papers, but you still have your hands. I am so proud. So your thumb, okay? And what did we say the thumb was?
Give,
okay? It's important, okay? It's probably one of the strongest digits on your hand, okay? It connects with, it intersects with all of the others, okay? It might be, quote, opposing, might seem opposing to the others somewhat, and yet it's absolutely critical, and it's super, super valuable and super, super important, okay? And so that's where we talked about give.
And maybe you already said it, and I didn't catch it, empowers the others?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It allows the others to actually to function more fully. They would be very limited without the thumb, okay? The second one that we had was the forefinger, which was to receive, okay? Giving and receiving go together. They actually form a circle, okay? And they are, giving and receiving are very much connected. They're kind of the, I mean, if you tap all of your fingers together one at a time, the forefinger is the one that is most naturally fits with the thumb, with the giving. So giving and receiving definitely go very well together. And we spent a little bit of time last time, so I'm not going to get into it again, but we talked about receiving and talked about actually four quote, I didn't know what to call them, four subflows of receiving, expected receiving, unexpected receiving, anticipated receiving, and unanticipated. And all of these have been basically pretty much ignored by our traditional perspective on finances, i.e. budget. I told you I wasn't going to use that word, but here I go using it again. Budget talks all about the quote spend side, but doesn't really talk much about the outflow side, but doesn't talk much about the inflow side. They say get a third job. They say cut your, increase your income, but that's about it. But there are all kinds of, all types of inflows, all types of receiving. Receiving is not a bad word, okay? Receiving is not something to be ashamed of. Receiving is not something to somehow feel unworthy of, okay? And there are some things that maybe some of us struggle with in some form or another. All right, so that's the give, the receive, okay, and now we come to the quote, the middle finger, okay? And this is going to be representing the flow that we commonly call save, okay? I didn't come up with another cute, fancy word for it. except I kind of did. Because, sorry.
Be straight with this.
Be straight with this, but now I'm going to, okay. So this is not, this is save, but not in the way that you have thought of it before. And so we're going to get a little bit, quote, granular here. We're going to get down into it a little bit. And we're going to say one of our first steps in this save, okay, in our save flow, is we are going to save $1,000. Okay? That is one of the first things we're going to do. Okay? And this saving of that $1,000, and again, it doesn't have to be all at once, the saving of the first penny starts this process, because indeed it is a flow, it's a process. So the first $1,000 is going to be, so save, and this is going to be, no, we're going to refer to this as my in sure sorry once this is my insure once. That insure once kind of sounds like a word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Insurance, right? What is insurance? Why do you have insurance?
Rainy day.
For a rainy day.
Well, for the unexpected.
Something good.
For the unexpected. Very good. And that's exactly. But this is going to be my in sure, as in I am sure. And this is once. So again, this is for that. This is not for everyday. This is not everyday spending. This isn't for everyday usage. Okay. The reason that I'm calling it my is because we are going to talk about this money, quote, is going to be ready. So this is the, rather than insurance, this is the ability and flexibility to give into the unexpected and the unanticipated. Unexpected, we oftentimes think about negative. We talk about, oh, expenses. Unexpected expenses.
Say it again.
Okay.
Ability.
The ability and flexibility to give to give into the unexpected, unanticipated. And the reason, and I separated those out, because unexpected I think of as negative, but unanticipated I'm thinking about as opportunity. So this is not just a bad thing, this is also a good thing. What if something good comes along? This ability and flexibility to give in to the unexpected or unanticipated. And this is not just for me. This $1,000 is not, it's my, but it's also your. It's also your insure once. So if I have $1,000 that I have purposed to be my insure once, and you have an unexpected or an unanticipated opportunity, it could be what we would call positive or negative, I am ready at a moment's notice. It's there. It's ready to go.
You're budgeting
okay.
other people's things into your budget.
I'm budgeting their unexpected and in on opportunities and, if you want to call it in business terms, opportunities and threats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Less than half. Looked it up on the internet, so it must be true. Less than half of American households have $1,000 that they can access in any way, shape, or form on the spot.
Wow.
Now, they can go into debt. So, yes, they could put it on their credit card. But in terms of, I have this money available on the spot. Okay. So, if I have $1,000 that is my insure wants, again, it's not an everyday thing. It's not a, I'm not using this in my quote. Okay. I can leverage that $1,000. We all can leverage that $1,000. So I'm not saying I have to save $1,000 for all of you. I'm simply saying the $1,000 is ready to go.
So when you're saying mine, this is a unified mind.
That's correct. That's correct.
This is
we
me.
Are.
Okay. I have access to this for all the desires of my heart, which might include you.
Because I am going to be throughout this, what we call, I am going to be together aware. I'm not just doing this state of flow for me. And you don't either. You don't do the state of flow for you. You do it for your family. You do it for your kids. You do it for your, you know, we all, but we call it me and mine. We say, I'm doing this for me and mine. Okay. So if my kid needs to go to the emergency center and there's, you know, a $200 copay, it's going to be for me and mine. What I'm encouraging us to do is to say, how can we think more corporately, more flow? And so not everybody is going to be at the same place. Not everybody is going to have that $1,000. But not everybody has to.
Right.
If we do this.
Not
okay.
An expectation on others, just a empowerment of self for others that anybody can participate in as well. They can also empower themselves for others. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I knew you had a good thought.
I have a couple of thoughts. One thing is this is about flow. Flow says I'm not isolated, I'm connected. So that together awareness is a not acknowledging we are always connected,
mm-hmm.
as the, which is fighting this thing that I'm on my own. I have to solve it on my own. The flow is only through me. And so, like, the other two other thoughts were, one is, I think he mentioned the 1 week about margin.
Margin?
Yeah, margin. And this kind of, to me, is giving you, on this piece of paper, if there was no white space, this would be incredibly hard to read.
Mm.
But because of the white space, you can read it better. You can access the information better. But we tend to, in our lives, not leave that. And that it all feels jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be, this feels like the margin part right here of intentionally saying, I'm going to put margin in my flow. That I might not know,
yeah.
But I also know that if it's a state of flow, it means there always has to be a distribution network. So it's not just incoming, but it's also like strategically being prepared because you know that you're a distributor. So it's putting you in the position to be a function of flow. If I start saying it now, the practical that I wanted to know that came up for me immediately is, do you cap that so that you don't just start quote unquote courting? To keep it in balance, so like you're not trying to like, well, the whole country could go, you know, everybody could lose their electricity, so I have to save for it all. And then start like, it starts moving into protecting and defense as opposed to How do you balance that? What did you say? Threat and
opportunity.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Because I tend to, because of the way we've been taught, raised, whatever, that immediately, I think the reason that you're doing it is for threat. I'm not even thinking about opportunity because I'm still in survival mode.
Yeah, it actually surprised me to hear the opportunity factor coming into this. So I just hear what you're saying. So yes, how do you
balance it?
Balance that or keep that healthy.
Okay. So first of all, you bring up a great point. Don't let me forget what you asked because I'm gonna get there. This is a mechanism. Okay? So now you may have had some response or had some perceived notions about the middle finger and what the middle finger can mean if used in certain ways. Okay? So this, another way of saying this is, yes, it is my and your inshore wants, but it is also F you money. It is free. It is free you money and free me money. Because what this does is this creates the margin that you're talking about. Okay? This creates the breathing room. This says this is not, because its design is not, we're not separating it in one sense. It is very much to be flowed, but it is, we can flow it without, we're not behind. We're not, oh, I want to do that thing, I see that opportunity, or I see that threat, or I want to help that person, I want to give, but I don't have the money to give. It's already, quote, there. And if you utilize that, if you utilize it or someone else, you're immediately going to replenish that. So it's not like, oh, well, you spend $1,000 once and then it's gone. Now what do you do? No, it's an ongoing thing. But this is only, in speaking to your question, how do you keep it from becoming hoarding, if I'm understanding correctly, is this is only the first step. This is only the first step in saving. This is only the first thing we're going to do in saving. Okay? And if we start out with $5 or $1 or whatever it is, that is a level of that freedom. Okay? This and people will, so the traditional folks out there that I've been taught by, et cetera, would term this in easy terms, they would call it an emergency fund. Okay? This is basically your buffer between, quote, you and the rest of the world, so to speak. Stuff happening to you. Okay? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to expand it and say it's not just stuff happening to me, it's stuff happening to us, and so there can be some, we can all experience some freedom. And the other thing is, I don't feel like such a money grubbing, like hoarding, if I have the reality in my mind that this is actually benefiting other people. And I've actually got a mechanism for that to happen. So it's not just a, okay, now I'm this money grabbing, whatever. It changes my perspective, which is
totally yeah. As you're describing, as you and I remember you started writing this out, and there was some just mental positioning kind of things that, okay, what does this mean? I don't remember what all it was, but it was a little bit like anxious mental positioning, and okay, where are we going with this? Is this different than an emergency fund kind of thing, you know? And as soon as you started bringing in the expanded version.
Yeah.
The your I like there was an excitement that started, there was a an anxiousness to do it rather
yes.
than a oh gosh I should do it, you know, there was like I rather than a defensiveness there was a happy
yeah
offensive
get to instead of
and
have
what
to
did I wrote down here with this feels much safer and more powerful than protecting 1,000 K to protect me.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And okay. and it just felt so much more powerful, and partially because there's a I got your back, you got mine essence in the pot. You know,
yes.
That just goes, well, this is 1,000 K, but this is just one little electron in the electrical flow here, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I heard in that too is defense is to protect, openness is to connect. You know that open and closed hand. So if I can even remember in this that my protection is included in covenant. I'm not the source of even that. But I'm getting to flow.
We convince our hearts of that.
But well, I'm starting to invite it.
Yeah.
It means I'm bringing up everything in me that's said no to it, which is why I haven't experienced it. But that, like, everything in here is going to be about connection,
yes.
as opposed to protection.
Yes.
Which is
yes.
what our heart's number one desire is for.
Right.
But
yeah,
a lot of times we're not aware.
That's
or the opportunities thereof. Because there's always problems. I mean, the car is always going to break down, the fridge is going to break, there's always going to be something that's going to happen. And, I mean, you were talking about finances, like where people are. Most people, I believe, live paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So like, it's way worse than even just not having that thousand. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's... I must say on my journey with investing, and it was hard, but it was just like, okay, I got to put this set amount every month towards investing and not touch it. Pretty soon it becomes a way of life, and you don't even think about that as money that you can't touch. But it sure is nice to have margins.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's all in investing, but it can be pulled from if needed to in an emergency. And it's like,
sure.
Wow, I have something I can pull from.
Yep.
And I don't have to go get a loan.
Exactly. And when you, because this is going to land. Thank you so much for your comments, because I'm very curious of how this lands with people, and I have a lot of the same impressions when this stuff is coming through. I'm like, oh, this is something I actually would want to try to do. Because now there's an extra piece to it. It somehow feels more worthwhile, because it's like, hey, I can help some, you know, I can give, I can receive, I can like, there's just more of a there to me there's a different motivation that I haven't had before with some of this stuff, and it's like, oh, that's kind of cool, like. For some people, that's really going to trip their trigger, and then they're going to be excited about that. And other people, you know, maybe quote not so much. And you know, the discipline things and the you know, we can get all into, and we're not going to in the scope of this course, but we can get all into, yes, automate your stuff and make it that you don't miss it anymore and all that. But we're just given some perspectives here on how to look at this. Is this an emergency fund? Well, you could call, I mean, again, we're doing the same things as a contract, but we're using those boxes, we're using those as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using them as the...
To discover trust or build trust, but it's all in your mind.
Yep.
It's all in your heart, your awareness. So what I saw here was like, so that instead, so that when I have that emergency or that opportunity come up,
mm-hmm.
and this is there,
mm-hmm.
it's I'm going to instead of saying, focus on, wow, that was unanticipated, no, on it, unexpected, and go into fear,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into love and like say, wow, it was provided for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's, but I would echo that, that when God whispers, can you use this money in this direction or that direction, because it's already set aside in your box, as you say, which is easy terminology for men to understand.
Right.
You're not thinking, well, okay, well, what am I going to pull it from? It's already set aside for that purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost as an invitation for God to use.
Yep.
Which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
And maybe you can be more gracious when you're with yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, I'm prepared for even when something in me breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, oh, this is a problem. No, I already have provision for this.
Mm-hmm.
So then I start being the safe place for, I broke down, I have provision for when I break down.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I wanted to use a word, proper self-love. Yeah, I know we don't use self-love that way, you know, it's usually as a negative thing, but
you love your neighbor as what?
As yourself, amen. So, but also in ownership of the unity that I am with my Father, with my God, with my beyond, that I just would agree with His love for me in loving myself enough to cooperate with Him to set aside funds for that kind of care, which is just like setting, I've got a little account for my vehicle repairs, and that was a vehicle I'm traveling around in.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to take care of my vehicle so it takes care of me. I can take care of this vehicle so it takes care of me. If it's breaking down, I need a therapist, and $1,000 might get me a few visits with a good therapist or something, you know, whatever, you know, just
sure.
Yeah. I just really appreciate the talk about that.
Yeah, so this is freedom from the bondage of those strings, of those things that quote, reasons why we can't do something, reasons why we feel limited, reasons why we feel guilty, or we feel, it allows you to give and receive freely. And then I got off on this thing, threes. We have some threes in our spiritual understanding, etc. And we've got giving, receiving, and when we add saving in this, when we add that, there is an empowerment, and there is a cord of three strands is not easily broken. I just got off on this. There's something about that combination of giving, receiving, and that saving being a mechanism, being a tool, being something that empowers that was just really powerful to me personally. So I'm gonna skip over. There's another. We're gonna keep on going. So that's number three. So we got give, we got receive, we got save, and that save is gonna go way beyond this. It's not we stop then or something, but this is just kind of a quote get us started and get us started in the mindset of that together awareness. Because that's you're absolutely right. That's through all of us. Okay.